April 1st. Diary. April to June. Jackson, Michigan. Friday, April 1st. Went with our team 50 miles, 80 kilometers, to Jackson, Michigan. Enjoyed the ride. It is a beautiful day. We see something which teaches us a lesson in almost everything around us. As we journeyed along, we met a smooth, clever-looking dog. As he trotted along, we noticed a large, fierce, savage-looking dog standing by the roadside, looking very fierce, waiting the coming of the clever-looking animal, ready to pounce upon him. We thought we would watch the result. Soon, the little dog that was trotting along noticed his fierce companion and slacked his pace. He seemed to understand the nature of his enemy, and he dared not run by, but in a most humble manner crawled along upon the ground. Thus he continued to crouch and crawl until he had come up to the fierce-looking dog, who immediately pounced upon him. The dog would not battle, but rolled upon the ground in a begging manner. The big dog could not fight alone. He left the clever, pleading animal, who was still afraid of irritating him. So he walked along slowly, acting as though he wished to run, but did not dare to. At length, he increased his pace a little, until he was sure he could outrun the other big dog. Then he ran along as fast as he could go, looking back to see if the other followed. If human beings would only manifest such humility under injustice as this dumb creature, how many unhappy quarrels might be saved? Jackson. Sabbath, April 2nd. Brother Meade's family came to the meeting. Also Brother Burwell and wife, Anthony L. and Axa Burwell, and a near neighbor who has recently commenced to keep the Sabbath. May the Lord enable them, brother and sister Gregory, John and Esther C. Gregory, to persevere. They seem good. The meeting was profitable. Nothing of particular interest occurs. In the even, attend to the ordinances. My mind was particularly depressed. A horror of great darkness settled upon me. James felt it, also Brother Palmer. We commenced to follow the example of our dear Savior to wash one another's feet. While in this act, the dark clouds parted and revealed to us again our Savior. James and Brother Palmer, Dan R. Palmer, were also set free. Our mourning is turned to rejoicing. We feel a peace of mind which is ever desirable to be felt by the Christian. Jackson. Sunday, April 3rd. Stayed at Jackson today. Visited Brother Gurney, Heman S. Gurney. Battle Creek. Monday, April 4th. It is cold and windy, yet we returned home. Took dinner at Brother Burwell's. They gave us 6 dozen eggs, 3 chickens, and a few dried apples. Brother Burwell handed me $1 for Brother Irving's family, and Sister Palmer, Abigail Palmer, handed me $1.25 for supplying Agnes Irving, a dress. Battle Creek. Wednesday, April 6th. Finished covering the lounge. Sister Frisbee, Delphia Jane Frisbee, called upon me. She has been unwell. Is better today. We urged her to stop for supper. She consented. Sent the children a little cake. Louisa C. Bovey, called in. Promised to call on her tomorrow afternoon a few hours. I have never yet visited her. Battle Creek. Thursday, April 7th. Spent my time, 2/3 of the day, writing to Brother and Sister Church. Wrote 6 pages and a half of notepaper. In the afternoon, visited Louisa Bovey for the first time. Had a profitable interview. After supper, had a season of prayer. Felt something of the blessing of God while entreating His mercy and strength. I am opposed to afternoon visiting and chit-chat upon this, that, and the other thing, which imparts no spiritual strength to either party, the visitor or the receiver. Battle Creek. Friday, April 8th. Made my husband a neck stock. Set out strawberry plants. Went down into the city with Agnes, Irving, to purchase some necessary articles of dress for Agnes. Convis, Michigan. Sabbath, April 9th. Rose early and rode about 12 miles, 19 kilometers, to Convis to meet with the saints there. The ride was refreshing. Called at Brother Brackett's, Ezra Brackett. They accompanied us to the place of meeting, about 2 miles, 3 kilometers, distant from his house. A little company of Sabbath keepers were collected in a large, commodious schoolhouse. James had great freedom speaking to the people. I said a few words. Meeting held until about 2 o'clock. Nearly all bore testimony to the truth. After the meeting closed, a woman came to meeting. Thought it was to be in the afternoon. She had walked a mile, 1.6 kilometers. She read the notice in the paper, but did not read carefully enough to find out the time of meeting, therefore lost it all. After supper, as the hours of holy time were closing, we had a refreshing season of prayer. James talked with the children before bowing to pray. Convis. Sunday, April 10th. It is very rainy. Think it impossible to get to the meeting today. We will do what good we can in Brother Brackett's family. Sister Smith, Laura Smith, her husband, William Smith, and daughter came half a mile, 0.8 kilometers, to see us. Had some conversation upon the Sabbath. Brother Smith is convinced that the seventh day is the Sabbath, but the cross stands in his way. He fears his children. Oh, that the Lord would strengthen him to keep all his precepts and give him courage to acknowledge the truth, letting the Lord take care of the results. We feel that the day has been spent profitably. Battle Creek. Monday, April 11th. Spent most of the day making a garden for my children. Feel willing to make home as pleasant for them as I can, that home may be the pleasantest place of any to them. Battle Creek. Tuesday, April 12th. Continued to make garden. Went down to Sister Benedict's, Millie Benedict, for some plants. My heart is called out in sympathy for them. I know they are poor, and Brother Benedict is very feeble, unable to work. The mother and the daughters are in feeble health. May the Lord pity them, and may He live in the hearts of the church, is my prayer. Battle Creek. Wednesday, April 13th. Went down to Sister Fultz. Sent her a bottle of wine. She gave me some plants for my children. Obtained some sage roots. Divided with her. Battle Creek. Thursday, April 14th. Very windy. Keep close indoors today. Battle Creek. Friday, April 15th. Write extracts of a letter to Dr. Naramore, John Naramore. Send Sister Benedict a present of $1.30 for favors received of them. Put up Brother Benedict 1 pint of currant wine and 1 pint of grape wine. May the Lord bless the afflicted is my prayer. My heart aches for the needy. Suresco, Michigan. Sabbath, April 16th. Rode 7 miles, 11 kilometers, to Suresco to attend a meeting with the brethren. The meeting was comforting to the church. The Lord met with us, and we were all refreshed. Praise His dear name. After meeting closed, took supper with Brother Hyde's family. Then rode to Brother Byington's, John Byington, and to Glover's, Charles S. Glover. Had a good interview with them. Sabbath afternoon engaged in prayer for Martha Dormer Amidon, née Byington, whom we found much reduced with fever and ague, chills. the Lord truly met with us. Martha was blessed and strengthened. James was powerfully moved upon by the Spirit of the Lord. Brother Byington appeared cold and unfeeling. His heart is too much wrapped up in the things of this world. In the eve, engaged in prayer at Brother Glover's, the Lord gave us a sweet, peaceful season. Brother Glover prayed so sweetly, his heart all melted by the sweet influence of the Spirit of God. Sister Glover's health is not good. Battle Creek. Sunday, April 17th. Again visited Brother Byington. Had a good, sociable time with the family, but Brother Byington is cold and cloudy. His heart is all on this world. The Lord pity and bless him. My husband is afflicted with an ulcered tooth. It was snowing. Cleared off. At noon, concluded to venture to the meeting. There were but few out. Husband talked in pain. We then rode home 7 miles, 11 kilometers. Battle Creek. Monday, April 18th. Husband's tooth still very painful. My heart troubles me much. A collection of water around it. Am much pressed for breath. Received a number of excellent letters. One from Mary Chase, Mary S. Chase. Husband received one from John White, John W. White. I received one from Emily Brissy, Emily C. Brissy. I have long wanted to hear from Emily. She still holds on to the truth. Her husband is converted, keeps the Sabbath with her. Received a letter from Brother Orton, Jonathan T. Orton. Battle Creek. Tuesday, April 19th. My heart still troubles me. There seems to be a heavy weight upon it. In the eve, Brother Hilliard, Aaron H. Hilliard, came with his wife and 7 children. We are glad to see them, and we keep them overnight. Battle Creek. Wednesday, April 20th. Brother Hilliard's family left for their new home at Otsego. May the Lord counsel them, is my prayer. Mary Loughborough, Mary J. Loughborough, and Carrie Carpenter, Caroline Carpenter, were here in the afternoon. Visited my mother, but am pressed for breath. Battle Creek. Thursday, April 21st. Worked on a rug. Wrote a letter to Daniel Bordeaux. Daniel T. Bordeaux. This morn there was a feeling of sympathy among certain of the flock for Brother Benedict's family. We have contributed a mite for their relief, about $7. Purchased them different things to eat and carried it to them. Brother and Sister Benedict visited us all day. Had a very interesting and pleasant interview. My mother came to see me, which was a great comfort to me. Battle Creek. Friday, April 22nd. Suffer for breath. Battle Creek. Sabbath, April 23rd. Sister Brackett, Mary Brackett. Sister Lane, Sarah Lane. And her daughter, Sister Scott, Mary A. Scott. And Sister Smith came from Convis to the meeting at Battle Creek. They took dinner at our house. Meeting was interesting through the day. Brother Wagoner preached in the forenoon. His discourse was appropriate. At intermission, 4 were baptized. Sisters Hyde, Scott, and Agnes Irving, and Brother Pratt. Our afternoon meeting was very interesting. My husband never had greater liberty. The Lord's Spirit was in the meeting. The Lord gave me freedom in exhortation. In the eve, the ordinances of the Lord's house were attended to. It was a solemn, interesting occasion. I was unable to attend, being much exhausted. Battle Creek. Sunday, April 24th. Brother Palmer, Dan R. Palmer, and Brother Glover, Charles S. Glover, tarried with us last night. For self, $2. For J. Foey, 81 cents. For Henry and Edson, $1.50. For James White, $1.42. For boys, 60 cents. Battle Creek. Monday, April 25th. Went to the office in the morning. Stayed through the day. Prepared an article for the review and wrote a short piece for the instructor. Read proof. Took dinner at Brother Cyrenius Smith's. Cyrenius Smith. Had a pleasant little visit. Returned home quite tired. Battle Creek. Tuesday, April 26th. Worked hard all day on a dress to wear through the mud. Brother Benedict tried to borrow money to discharge a debt. Was unable to let him have it for that object, for necessity was in the office. Battle Creek. Wednesday, April 27th. Agnes, Irving, left for home today. Visited Mrs. Fultz. Had a pleasant, friendly interview. She trembles as she sees the binding force of the law of God, yet she does not venture to obey. She is a strong-minded woman, but keenly feels that her husband's opposition will destroy the peace and harmony of the family. I pointed her up to God. There is one who has greater claims upon her than her husband, and him above all should she fear to displease. She must follow the dictates of her own conscience, even if she has foes in her own household. She admits this, yet lacks strength from God to break away from old friends and associates to form new ones. May the Lord strengthen this trembling child to follow in the humble, self-denying path that Jesus has traveled. Caledonia, Michigan. Thursday, April 28th. Up quite early and started on our journey. Roads are very bad. Traveled 50 miles, 80 kilometers. Were greatly exhausted when we reached Brother Gerald's, Lyman Gerald, at night. Rested well through the night. Right. Friday, April 29th. Again, we started on our journey to Grand Rapids. Roads bad until we gained the plank. Took dinner at old Brother Kramer's, Christopher G. Kramer, and continued our journey to Wright. Roads bad. Bridge swept away at Berlin. We are obliged to ford the stream, water up to the wagon box. It was hard, dangerous, climbing the bank on the other side of the stream. No accident befell us, which ought to call gratitude from our hearts. Arrived at Brother Root's, Ephraim Henry Root, about 6 o'clock. Sister Root, Hezzy Root, has a babe 1 week old. She is very smart. Sits up the most of the time. Right. Sabbath, April 30th. Attended meeting today. About 200 present. It was a good meeting. Husband preached upon the law of God in connection with baptism. A Mr. Palmer arose to ask a question which appeared to be merely to bring himself into notoriety and throw confusion, but no notice was taken of him. The meeting progressed. I exhorted a little, then others followed with their sweet testimonies. Right. Sunday, May 1st. A good congregation. The Lord met with us in the afternoon and eve. The fore part of the day we were not idle. We called on Brother Tubbs, Ira B. Tubbs. Spent a few hours in profitable conversation. Then left to call on Brother and Sister Ferguson, Justice and Lucretia Ferguson. They live in a splendid house. Have no children, and all things looked rather dreary and desolate. yet we had a profitable season of conversation and prayer before parting with them. We next went to Brother McPherson's, Samuel A. McPherson. We were heartily received, and we enjoyed the interview with them much. They are open-hearted, sound people. This brother is also wealthy, but has it all in lands, for he cannot use much. Monday, May 2nd. We met together again to break bread and wash the saints' feet. It had never been practiced by them, but husbands set the example to the men and I to the sisters, then all heartily engaged in it. It was an interesting occasion. The solemnity of the place made it still more profitable. There was weeping and rejoicing, humbling before God all together. It was a season long to be remembered. Husband never talked more interestingly and appropriately than when breaking the bread, and sobs and groans were heard from the congregation. Caledonia, Michigan. Tuesday, May 3rd. Road to Caledonia. Caledonia. Wednesday, May 4th. Attended the ordinances in the afternoon. It is the first time they have ever attended to this exercise. It was a solemn, interesting season. Allegan, Michigan. Thursday, May 5th. Started on our way to Monterey. We are both weary and worn. Monterey, Michigan. Friday, May 6th. Rode from Dr. Lay's, Horatio S. Lay, to Monterey. Stopped at Brother Day's, John S. Day. Monterey. Sabbath, May 7th. In great weakness attended the meeting. Could not remain. Obliged to leave and lie down until dinner time. They got me wine and raw egg, which revived my strength some. Took a wet sheet pack. Otsego, Michigan. Sunday, May 8th. Rode to Otsego. Monday, May 9th. Looks like rain, yet we prepared to return home. Tuesday, May 10th. Very weary and sick. Battle Creek. Friday, May 13th. My heart troubles me much. Battle Creek. Sabbath, May 14th. Attended meeting in the forenoon. Brother Loughborough preached. It was an appropriate discourse. It enlightened my mind some concerning the message to the Laodiceans. Light seemed to break into my mind that since the message to the Laodiceans has gone forth, the delay that we are now in is to develop character, to bring out what is in the heart, and separate the precious from the vile. The lukewarm are being spewed out of the mouth of God. Oh, what came over me as I looked over the congregation and saw the sisters with their ruffles on, their bonnets covered with bows and ribbons. If this is the index to the heart, oh, what pride dwells in those hearts. The sign is truly hung out. My soul is distressed and burdened. I could not forbear weeping. They profess to be working for Jesus to change their vile bodies and fashion them like unto his most glorious body, and yet what pride they manifest. May the Lord have mercy, is my prayer. Battle Creek. Sunday, May 15th. Agnes Irving commenced work again. Attended meeting in the evening. Said a few things upon dress. Battle Creek. Monday, May 16th. Health poor. Pressed for breath. Have had strange symptoms. My tongue has grown numb. Battle Creek. Tuesday, May 17th. Went down to the city. Purchased a dress. Laid out for self $2.75. Battle Creek. Wednesday, May 18th. Mother came to visit me. She appeared to be in better spirits than usual. received two letters from Sophrona Peckham, giving an account of her husband's death. He had only 5 days illness. She writes that he embraced the Sabbath before his sickness. She has hopes in his death. A letter from Sister Lizzie, Elizabeth N. Bangs, my twin, giving an account of my niece's sickness. She is not expected to recover. My mother took her when but 1 year and a half old and brought her up until she was 16. Brother Frisbee, Joseph Burchard Frisbee, has a dispatch that his father, Elihu Frisbee, was killed the day before at 10 o'clock. He was brought home on the railroad cars at noon. Battle Creek. Thursday, May 19th. Miserable in health and depressed in spirits. My husband attended the funeral of old Brother Frisbee today. Then he left Battle Creek to go in the cars to Allegan to attend his appointment. Oh, how desolate my heart feels. A strange sadness is upon me. I am so lonely, so distressed. Such a gloom rests upon everything. It seems that a heavy stone is placed upon my heart. Oh God, do not forsake me in my weakness and misery. I sometimes think that my work is done, and feelings come over me that I am of no use, can do no good. And then it seems as though it would be a sweet relief to rest in the grave. Everywhere I look, there is a lack of vital godliness, and my whole heart is sick. I shun company. It seems so hollow and heartless, no God or heaven in it. Oh, how I desire solitude. I love to be alone. My disposition has been trusting, confiding, but I have seen so many false hearts and friends. A mistrust and disgust has fallen upon me. I seem to have no power to break it. Battle Creek. Friday, May 20th. Have felt deeply today for my dear children. Prayed with them and for them. They may soon be left without a mother's care. Disease is bearing me down. My Heavenly Father alone knows my almost constant pain. I have found some relief in prayer today. It did seem that the Lord heard me and would pity me. I am sorry I feel so deeply and am so sensitive. But few can enter into or understand my feelings or trials. But God knows all. He is acquainted with the whole burdened heart. May the Lord be pleased to revive my courage and lift up my desponding heart and water it with the dew of heaven, that it may flourish again. Have cut out Johnny and Willie each a pair of pants from 3 yards, 3 meters of cloth. Have pieced Willie's considerably. Battle Creek. Sabbath, May 21st. Not able to go to meeting in the forenoon. Unable to sit up. Felt unable to attend in the afternoon, but resolved to go. Suffered much pain in my side while sitting. Brother Frisbee preached, "In such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." After he sat down, Brother Bates, Joseph Bates, talked well. Then I said a little about living up to our profession, having our dress correspond to our profession. I felt a solemn sense of what we should be who profess to be waiting for translation. The meeting was profitable. Battle Creek. Sunday, May 22nd. Feel a little better in body. In the afternoon, Brother Ransom G. Lockwood and Sister Lockwood, Aurora Lockwood, visited me. Also Sister Cornell, Cornelia A. Cornell, and Sister Lyon, Deborah Lyon. Had a very pleasant interview. Battle Creek. Monday, May 23rd. My mother came to visit me. She seems quite cheerful. At noon, my husband came unexpectedly. I was very glad to see him. My prayers have been for him morning and night, that God would be with him and return him to us again in safety. Battle Creek. Tuesday, May 24th. Agnes, Irving, left for her home today. Wrote two short letters, one to Sophrona Peckham, Sophronia Peckham, and one to my brother Harmon, John B. Harmon. He intends visiting us. Walked down to the office. Was much exhausted by the walk. Battle Creek. Wednesday, May 25th. Feel very languid. Oh, why is it that such gloom rests upon everything? Why can I not rise above this depression of spirit? Battle Creek. Sabbath, May 28th. Attended meeting all day. Felt pressed in spirit to bear a straight testimony upon pride, love of fashion. God is separating his people from the world. He is purifying them unto himself, and those who will not heed reproof, who choose to possess their own way, to manifest the evil passions of the heart, will be left behind. God will have a pure and a holy, self-denying, cross-bearing people. The message to the Laodiceans looks clearer to me. I see God will not do his work of spewing out until character is developed, his professed people proved, tested, and tried. Now God is proving his people to see if they will obey him. Be zealous and repent. If they will not, he will spew them out of his mouth. There are some among us of whom God will soon say, their sins shall not be cleansed with sacrifice or offering forever. Like the house of Eli, a heavy curse will rest upon them. Battle Creek. Thursday, June 2nd. A company came from Moscow, Michigan. They tarried with us overnight. We were very glad to see them. I am suffering with pain in my side and great depression of spirits. Battle Creek. Friday, June 3rd. A number came from Monterey and stopped with us. Am sorry that I cannot enjoy their company. I have no health and my mind is completely depressed. Battle Creek. Sabbath, June 4th. Was very sick and much discouraged. Unable to attend meeting. All report that it was the best meeting they ever attended. Battle Creek. Sunday, June 5th. Went to the tent for meeting. Was so feeble, did not enjoy it much. The tent was well filled. Brother Loughborough preached in the forenoon on faith. It was a profitable discourse. Andrews preached in the afternoon upon the Sabbath, or rather, the two laws. The attention of all was arrested, and there was great attention. His exhortation was solemn and impressive. Battle Creek. Monday, June 6th. Attended meeting in the morning. It was a meeting of deep interest. I had opportunity to bear my testimony. It was the best meeting of all, and when the people left, all united in saying it was the best conference they ever attended. At dinner, we had 35. Battle Creek. Tuesday, June 7th. We were all much worn out. Battle Creek. Sunday, June 12th. Sister Diantha Wilkinson, née Benedict, came to help me sew. Her visit, she thought, was a benefit to her. Battle Creek. Tuesday, June 14th. Diantha helped them fold at the office. Battle Creek. Wednesday, June 15th. Diantha went home early in the afternoon. Brother Andrews, Uriah Smith, and Harriet Smith, were visiting there. Thursday, June 16th. We rose early and rode to Brother and Sister Benedict's. Friday, June 17th. Diantha left early to do a little job for herself. Brother Day, John S. Day, came. Sabbath, June 18th. We went to the tent meeting at Marshall. After the meeting closed, rode to Brother Glover's, Charles S. Glover, at Ceresco. Sunday, June 19th. Could not go to the tent meeting on account of rain. Took dinner at Brother Byington's, John Byington. Then Martha Dormer Amidon, née Byington, accompanied me to the creek. Battle Creek. Monday, June 20th. Was very sick all day. Battle Creek. Tuesday, June 21st. Was a little better. Battle Creek. Wednesday, June 22nd. Very unwell. Yet Martha and self visited Sister Dano and Sister Rattel, Marguerite Rattel. It was a profitable visit. They wished to get supper. We would not allow it. We do not believe in going to visit and taking up all the time preparing something to eat. We conversed upon our religious experience, then had a sweet, interesting season of prayer. We believe the Lord will go with Sister Rattel as she moves in the country. Battle Creek. Thursday, June 30th. Sister Cranston, Mary Jane Cranston, made me quite a long visit. We had a familiar conversation upon her situation. She is to be pitied. We helped her do some things.